This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Associated Optical, we are the UK partner for Eschenbach Optic. And for the past 30 years, we've sought to provide eye care professionals with innovative magnification devices to further enhance their patient care. We work closely with all of our key manufacturers and our education team. And our aim is to inspire our customers to further improve people's lives using patient-centered optical solutions. We represent not only Eschenbach, we also have Ocutech Bioptics, we have eSight electronic glasses, thoughtfully designed range of lighting and talking clocks, keychains, and also live eyewear cocoons over specs and filters.
I mean, that is incredible. There's so much in there that we can dive into. I have to be honest with you, Ian. I found out about you because of eSight, because we had heard so much about eSight in the past. eSight, of course, the electronic glasses, as you say. And what was fascinating about those was that, and I wasn't aware of this, that they're actually available in the UK. And it's through you. And we didn't know this at all until I had a conversation with you. And that was why I was so keen to bring you in. But what's fascinating is, and I know when we talk about technology, we often think if it's got a plug on it, it equals technology. Mm-hmm. That's not always the case. And some of the technology that we've been looking at, you and I, doesn't have a plug on it. In fact, it doesn't even have batteries in it.
That's very true.
But it is really, really up-to-date, incredible technology. And we'll talk about eSight in a minute, but Bioptics, Ocular Bioptics, is that what they're called?
Ocutech. Ocutech Bioptics.
These are incredible. Explain to our listeners what those are, because so I was fascinated.
The Ocutech Bioptic and the VES Sport, for instance, with the one that we tried recently, it's a spectacle-mounted telescope. But as a telescope is normally, if you can imagine wearing a frame, if you put a telescope on it, it would come away from the eye and look quite long. With the Bioptic, it uses a periscope system. So, for instance, if I was to put the eyepiece in front of my left eye, the light would actually come in front of my right eye. And we do that to go across the frame so it doesn't look as obtrusive. But also it means that we can have higher magnifications without using a bigger unit. And with the Bioptic, we also have the ability to focus it. So we can use it from as little as 9 inches through to infinity. So it can cover all the ranges that you might need to read the tablet, to look at a street sign, to reading a newspaper.
So I've got about 20% useful vision. That's what I see. They call it functional vision. I call it useful, or maybe useless, depending on the situation, because, of course, nighttime can be different and all of that. And I'll explain to our listener in a minute what I thought about it, because, you know, I tried this out, and I will tell you my thoughts on it in a moment. But let's talk about eSight now. eSight is the technology which is, in some respects, similar, but it has a whole host of other additional options, doesn't it?
eSight, that's correct.
The electronic glasses. These do have a plug of sorts attached.
That's right. So, yeah, with the eSight, they are electronic. We have a digital camera, a HD camera, that's housed in a visor. That will take the image. There's a processing unit inside the visor that will then process the image and display it onto two OLED screens that will sit in front of the user's eyes. What we can do is then manipulate that image for the patient. So we can initially set it up for that patient's pupil measurement. And then with the handheld controller, we can increase the magnification, we can change the contrast, we can focus. So again, we've got all the tasks, all the different distances that we need to be able to do. But if we do need to put it on to enhance contrast or the false colours to enable you to read a little bit easier, that's not a problem. Also with the eSight, we can connect it up to your laptop or your desktop or to your TV. So instead of using the camera to look out, we can make it so the two screens that you're looking at then become your laptop screen or your TV screen. So we can move around the screen a lot easier.
And so you physically instance, move your
physically,
head, don't
yes.
you?
And so that, say for instance, you was working in an office environment and you were looking at sensitive information, you wouldn't need a screen in front of you that everybody in the room is going to be able to see and to read. You can have your keyboard, your mouse, plug your eSight into your tower, and you're the only person that can see what's on the screen.
I mean, I've got a 20-inch monitor mm-hmm. on my computer, and when I type an email, you know, I swear I could get an email from someone in the International Space Station that's telling me, I know what you're writing because yes. I can see it from here. This is an incredible piece of tech, and I did try this as well. And what I will say about this is I think it's a stunningly brilliant piece of tech. I mean, it is so good. It can be life-changing. I mean, what eSight say, the company themselves say that this brings back vision to people. Almost 2020 vision, they say. I think they do say 2020 vision, actually. They go that far. Mm-hmm. For people with certain eye conditions. This doesn't work for everybody. That's fair. And I think it's safe to say that with this kind of technology, the most important thing is to try it, isn't it?
100%. It's we have criteria, and we're very keen to ensure that people understand the criteria before they arrive, because we want to manage expectations.
So if someone gets in touch with you and says, I'm interested in this, Ian, you go through a process.
Exactly. So I will speak to them. They'll have gone through the criteria with the office staff to ensure that they meet the criteria, because it is advertised as helping the blind, legally blind see,
yeah.
Which we don't use the terminology like that in the UK. What it does do is it relies on people having usable sight. And I think in the early stages, very much we was getting everybody ring up and go, I want to try it, because they'd looked at it and they might have not had any usable vision. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So if they've got a visual acuity between around about 6/24 and 6/240, then there may be something we can do. Eye conditions it works for, they were originally designed for Stargardt's, which is juvenile macular degeneration. And they do lend themselves very well to conditions where you do lose your central vision. That said, they can work for lots of others, so Leber's, retinitis pigmentosa, glaucoma. If you've got serious RP and serious glaucoma, then I will manage your expectations that it may not be as successful. And one of the most important things is motivation. Is that on paper we can have the conditions great, we can have the acuity great, but you've got to understand it's going to be a different way of how you've been looking and using things.
That said, that's a really important point, isn't it? Because it's about doing it a little bit differently, maybe seeing a little bit differently in order for this to work. Uh-huh. And if you're prepared to put yourself through that and go through that process, then it could make all the difference. But again, it is individual. And that's so important. I try to stress that as much as possible. And, you know, you're very responsible about saying that as a company, that this is not something we should just buy tomorrow because it's brilliant. It may be brilliant to some, but it may be just okay to others or useless to others. That's just the way it goes with this kind of tech.
100%. And I'm very conscious that when I'm doing assessments, we will try and meet all the different tasks that somebody wants to do. And that's one of the main things I say and ask is, what do you want to do with it?
Yeah.
If you want something to be able to read, and that's your main aim, and we try the eSight and it's okay for reading, but I have something else within my portfolio, like one of the new Visilux HD electronic aids, then that's where I'll send you down that road and let you try that.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of when we do the assessments, is that we've not just got the eSight as well, so we can go down whichever road, like with the bioptics or...
And you know, I'm not plugging your company, because allowed to do that, obviously, because, you know, it's not my thing to do that. But what I will say is that that's the joy of coming to an independent in that respect, mm-hmm. because you're unbiased in this approach. You're not trying to push sales of an e-site or sales of a particular. Because actually, what you can do is say, well, okay, maybe that doesn't work for you, but this might. So we kind of benefit in this country from that. We get a bit more out of it than that. And actually, that takes us back to the Bioptics, because that was, I didn't know they even existed. And when I tried them, I was blown away. I really was. And I was blown away because I was able to see with perfect clarity a distance that without them I could see, I wouldn't even know. We looked at, a shop or something on
the, Cavern, the club.
Campus, yep, club or something on it. The corner of a street which was about 2 blocks away. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have even known it was there. I had no idea that it was even there in front of me. And we were about maybe 2 floors up in a building looking out
first
the side
floor.
Window.
First floor,
were we? Yep. And we were up on that first floor looking out the window at the side, looking down the street, and there was that building, and I didn't know it was there. And I said to you, oh, there's the campus club. Because the first thought in my mind was, oh, now I know where I am in the town. We'd arrived there in a car, so I didn't know where I was in relation to the rest of the city. That gave me my bearings instantly. But I was able to see that with absolute clarity.
Uh-huh.
And there's no tech in it. This is full of tech, actually. This is an incredible creation of mirrors and prisms and things that go on inside it that I can't even begin to understand. But the capability to see clearly with that kind of technology, it really did blow me away. And it made me see that there was hope, a little bit of hope out there. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is a very emotional thing for you. I don't know how you feel with all of this. People maybe do get emotional with you. I don't know.
100%. It's there's no better feeling than seeing somebody who may have given up or maybe coming to you as a kind of last resort, mm-hmm. and then you get in something and they try it and go. You hear the intake of breath, or they'll cry on you. Yeah. I had a grown man the other day, just literally stood there. He wanted it for a particular task. He popped them on, and he's like, "I'm really sorry, Ian, for crying." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? There's nothing better." And even it doesn't have to be the e-site. It doesn't have to be the Bioptics. I had a gentleman fly over from South Africa to try the e-site.
Oh wow!
And it didn't work for him because he had more of a contrast issue, and I just popped one of the filters on. And he went out onto our driveway, and at the time there's a large tree at the bottom of our drive. Without the glasses, he couldn't see the tree. He just popped the filters on, and he's like, oh, I can see the tree now, and he could read 3 lines better on the chart. And he apologises, like, I'm really sorry, I didn't buy the e-site. I'm like, but you can see. He's like, yeah, well, there you go. I'm happy. My job's done.
Yeah.
So it was great to witness you trialing them in that situation, not knowing what they were, not knowing what they could do,
mm-hmm.
and the difference was fantastic. And
oh, it was. It really was. I said to you at the time, if I have the cash on me, I was trying to find a way of not paying for Christmas.
Of course.
At that point. You do other products, though. And I have to say, I'll try and get this right, because I bet for years I've been saying it wrongly. Eschenbach?
That's yep, good right. enough for me.
I have been using those magnifying glasses since I was yee high.
Uh-huh.
And to me, they've always been the name mm-hmm. for me. When I think about magnifiers, especially ones with lights in them that I've always used for years, since I was at school, primary school days, it was always Eschenbach that I used. But I mean, as well as all of that, you've also got other products. Like the Visiolux HD that you were talking about. I mean, those aren't glasses, but that's going back to the magnification.
That's it. And one thing that we're very proud about Eschenbach with is that they have a designated research and development team. And so when we get feedback from optometrists in the UK that we train or from end users, we'll feed that back and they will look and they will make products for that purpose. Don't get me wrong, not every little feedback is going to get implemented.
of course not.
If you want to make it this or make it that, it's sometimes not feasible.
Make it all yellow.
Of yes, course.
It's not going to happen.
But with the Visiolux HD, we looked at some of the things that people were struggling to do. So, for instance, this unit is a 7-inch unit, so it's transportable, but it comes on a stand where the angle is great for reading, so better for posture. And it has a unique feature on the back where you can press a button on one side and the screen, the camera will oscillate so it moves across the page. So it's the width of a column of a newspaper, because people were telling us that when they were moved, they're having to keep moving their magnifier across and losing where they are. So we can put a guideline on there, and then we can just press this button and it'll move across the, it'll oscillate across the page and just read across that line for you. So all you're doing is moving it up and down rather than left to right.
Goodness me.
But we can also, we've also got connectivity into, again, your laptop or your desktop or your TV into HDMI. So you can use it almost as a CCTV, put it on your page and look up at it on the TV screen.
That is incredible. I mean, this is what this is why I wanted you to come in, because this kind of technology I wouldn't even know about, you know? I mean, and I'm sure people do, but I think I want to tell people about this as much as possible. I said to you when we talked about the bioptics, the glasses, I said, I want to tell the world about this because, you know, people need to know that this kind of technology exists.
With the bioptics, it's very much something, quite rightly, getting it out there to the people that need it is the main thing. And with the bioptics, I think people may have seen them in the past or may be aware of them, but there's this misconception that they're for driving, because in America you can drive in them.
Oh, that's interesting, right.
So it's never going to happen in the UK.
No.
And so if anybody's ever considering bioptics for driving, I'm going to say to them straight out,
it's not going to happen. And that's the same with eSight as well. None of these products will be used for that.
No. And it's all, we can help with magnification, not an issue, but it's all to do with the field. And with the bioptics, obviously you found it yourself. Other people recently that have tried them are like, this is amazing. Why do I not know? And it's getting it out there to people. If you use a telescope for anything, for distance, there's no reason why the bioptics cannot...
Well, that's right. I used to have a monocular. I still do have a monocular that I've used from time to time. The problem with it is that it's either not on hand when I need it. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you can wear it around your neck, and I do that occasionally, but most often than not, it's in the bag. You're standing waiting on a bus, and oh, I've got to go and get my bag and zip the thing and get that out. And you can't be bothered. Well, I can't. So, you know, you end up just thinking, oh, I'll just ask somebody. Mm-hmm. But with these, because I'm wearing them, or I would be wearing them all the time, that is what I want to do. So yes, it is definitely on my list. I want to talk to you though about some of your other products, because you mentioned earlier about these filter.
That's correct.
They're not glasses, are they? But they're
Filter shades.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so we have filter shades, that are filter glasses that do two purposes really. We have two sets of colours. So there's four different colours altogether. We have boysenberry, which I believe is a European cross between a raspberry and a blackberry.
Okay.
Available in Waitrose, I've been told.
I'm learning a lot here. Oh, of course in Waitrose.
I don't shop in Waitrose, so I never knew what it was.
hazelnut. Okay, that's, I understand that
hazelnut,
one.
And lemon and orange.
Right, okay.
Which I never realised it was all food and kind of things like that. And so the yellow and the orange are great for enhancing contrast. Mm-hmm. The boysenberry and the hazelnut are great for reducing glare. With both of these, though, both of these sets, they stop blue light. So they cut out certain parts of the blue spectrum, which can be damaging. And for some people, it can just be an irritant more than anything else. Mm. So the frames themselves are made out of a ballistic nylon. So they're actually indestructible. Usually when we say that to somebody, that's a task for them to go and...
it's a challenge.
Challenge to try and break it. And what we'll actually do is give the frames a lifetime warranty.
Wow.
So the lenses are covered for a year. But the actual frames, you can adjust them yourself. So if you wear a hearing aid or you change your specs, anything like that, you can just pop them straight over the top. If you've had a cataract removed and you can't change your glasses yet, pop these over just so that it protects the macula a little bit more.
That's incredible. So you really do cover, for those who've got partial vision through a number of different conditions, you know, you've got products to help. I think it comes to that central argument, though, that in this country, I was certainly taught when I was growing up, always use your remaining vision. Use it as much as possible. And I get that. I must say, as someone who lives with an eye condition every single day, and certainly in the last 2 years, I've found that harder and harder to do, because my eyes get so tired all the time. And I think products like what you're talking about can help maybe reduce that fatigue a little bit. And if it does that, that's a huge difference to your life. And that's kind of what it's about, isn't it? It's about just trying to make life a bit easier for all of us.
Exactly that. One of the concepts that we have for retail is something called Easy Vision. And it's really about making life easier. When you do get a little bit older, your eyes do deteriorate, and that's perfectly normal. You get to over 60, you need more light than when you were younger. It's just the fact that your pupils are shrinking. You need to make life easier. So getting the right light, getting a magnifier, not because you're visually impaired, but because you want to make it easier to read. We have calculators. Is that because we're all stupid? No, it's because it's easier to do it.
Exactly.
And it's exactly the same. And it's changing the mindset of people that you've got to be visually impaired to use a magnifier, and changing the stigma. And it's working out there with the training that we're doing, with the workshops that we put on for rehabilitation officers, for optometrists and dispensing opticians. That's filtering out to people. You can see it more on the high street. So I'm hoping that it's getting out there and the message is getting across.
I mean, you're right, because I was in the pound shop the other week, mm-hmm. and they were selling a magnifier for your phone. Mm-hmm. So you could have your phone in a sort of cradle, if you like, and you could have a big magnifier in front of it that was maybe a few inches away, and it meant you could just see your phone a little bit easier. I know that's not entirely what you mean, but what it says is that we're trying to normalise the whole process.
Yes.
That this kind of technology, this kind of kit is for all, you know, because I mean, there are people who use magnifiers for their jobs, for their, you know, like those people that do jewellery and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You have to have that kind of technology. So it's, you know, it's all there for the taking. Tell us how people can find out about your company, because I'm sure by this point people will be scrambling to get in touch with you.
No worries. So we have, our main website is associatedoptical.com. We have bioptic.co.uk and also esighteyewear.co.uk. You can contact us on email, info@associatedoptical.com. Our office phone number is 01628 600 410. We are on Facebook, Twitter, so feel free to contact us as you wish.
And if people want demonstrations or to try out the kind of equipment, this is what you do essentially, isn't it? You travel the country,
of course,
talking to people.
Between me and my colleagues, we look after the whole of the UK and Northern Ireland, and we will do assessments. E-site assessment days, where we will spend time looking at the e-site to seeing its suitability. During that, we will then assess and look at the other products that may be suitable for you as well. And that's what we do alongside servicing the NHS hospitals, local schemes, opticians. So there'll always be something within your area. It's just finding what days and where, and again, the office have all that information to hand.
So get in touch, basically.
Get in touch.
Fantastic. Ian, thank you for coming in and thank you for telling us about your products. And thank you for sharing with us about these products, because I think it's so important that people know that they are there. I mean, you know, with the best will in the world, it's a very hard world to penetrate in some ways. Blind people don't all mix in the same circles, you know, we're not all one homogenous group that listen to the one thing or watch the one whatever, mm-hmm. so, you know, it's quite hard to pin everyone down. But, you know, one thing I will say about the blind community is that we do talk amongst ourselves, and that word can get out there that way. So hopefully this helps and gets the word out about the kind of products and tells people that they're there, which is what it's all about.
Excellent. No, I just appreciate the opportunity and look forward to helping as many people as we can.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.